the defendants readily agreed to go looking for Mexicans to beat up.
The gunman walked into the crowded museum early this afternoon and immediately began shooting.
We received a call of shots fired near the church. 9 people were injured during the course of this incident.
A hate crime occurs nearly every hour of every day. While hate violence makes headlines, the actions of people in communities across the country are creating a different story. They are part of a movement called Not in Our Town.
When they attack one of us, they attack all of us. We will protect our friends, our neighbors, our community, and we will do it together.
Coming up in this program, stories from Not in Our Town, and lessons learned from the filmmaker who has chronicled them, plus new online tools for connecting people who are making their town safe for everyone. Thousands of people are victims of hate crimes every year in this country. And for every documented attack, dozens more go unreported.
Our main concern is public safety, and your safety as individuals.
Attacks based on bigotry not only harm the victim, they can have a terrorizing effect on a whole community.
You can't go around living in fear every day, and I refuse to do it. This is where I see where people are starting to realize the importance of banding together and saying, we will not have this.
In town halls, schools, and houses of worship, people are joining together to make their communities safe from hate violence. The story of Not in Our Town began with a series of hate crimes in Billings, Montana. When skinheads intimidated an African-American church, local residents took turns standing watch over the congregation. When the home of a Native American family was targeted with racist graffiti, members of the local painters union volunteered their time to paint over it. And when a brick was thrown through the window of a 6-year-old Jewish boy's room during Hanukkah, 10,000 people displayed menorahs in their windows. After viewing the Billings story in the PBS documentary, Not in Our Town, people across the country were inspired to find their own ways to deal with intolerance in their communities.
We could never have predicted the power of this story. The people of Billings laid out a model for what you can do to address hate and bigotry. And then communities around the country decided to build on that.
Patrice O'Neill and her film team have been covering the positive stories of communities uniting for over 15 years.
We saw what was happening and we realized we had to document these stories and share the new and innovative actions from these communities. They showed us that it's possible to address the damage of hate, and it is possible to create an atmosphere where people can feel safer.
In Fremont, California, Aaliyah Ansari was shot to death as she walked with her daughter down a suburban street in the middle of the day. The attack created an incredible sense of fear among many Muslims who believed she was targeted because she was wearing a hijab.
Everybody here, they have to be safe. You know, we need to feel safe. We're not feeling safe.
But Fremont community members came up with a very visible act of solidarity with their Muslim neighbors.
This, I think, to us, was a visual way of showing solidarity to people that choose to wear different clothing and to say we're all the same people. It doesn't matter what you wear. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. We're all equal.
Today, we have come together to honor the death of Aaliyah Ansari.
We are also here today to talk about race, racism, prejudice, and privilege. Please join me for a moment of silence to honor all victims of hate crimes and all victims of crimes against humanity.
In this sorry story of hateful reaction to fear throughout the United States, we in Fremont have not been completely immune. Well, the entire community, of course, was shocked by the murder of Mrs. Ansari. We don't know that it was a hate crime, but irrespective of whether it was a hate crime, it's very important for all of us to stand with the victims and stand against hatred.
I love the diversity of Fremont, and I've lived here for almost 35 years. And it, you know, what happened to Aaliyah hurts their community, but it hurts us all. People are afraid of what they don't know. And when you get to know people, I think that dissipates the fear.
I'm very proud of everybody in Fremont because this community has come out and supported, you know, Aaliyah Ansari and her family, supported the Muslim community. Look at that. Even under the rain today, there were so many people. And that's what the human connection does.
Public acts of solidarity with people who are victims of hate crimes or may feel vulnerable are so important. But sometimes hate crimes happen in places where people don't feel support, where they feel isolated.
In a small town in southern Missouri, 15-year-old Walter Curry was doused with gasoline and set on fire by one of his white classmates.
To have him lay there in pain, and there's nothing you can do but hurt with him, cry with him, is something I never want anybody to go through.
Walter and his family believe he was attacked because of his race.
I felt very isolated, not knowing where to go, where to turn to here in Poplar Bluff. And I would love for the community to come together. I would love for the community to show, and not just Poplar Bluff community, any and everyone, to let it know, be known that we all here are one.
Lord, we pray for this young man, realize the pain, the suffering, the agony of mind he's going through.
A group of ministers from Kansas City traveled hundreds of miles to Walter's hometown when they heard what had happened to him. They said they wanted to be there as he faced his attacker for the first time in court.
All of us are members of the Baptist Ministers Union of Kansas City, Missouri. And we came because as preachers, as ministers, as pastors, and of men of God, we simply feel that we wanted to be witnesses to the events that were going on.
This not only affects one family, this affects all of us. Doesn't only affect one race, it affects every one of us.
Young Walter needs to know that people care about what happened to him and what happens to him in the future as we move forward.
As we were covering the story of Walter and filming in southern Missouri, people were following us on Twitter and Facebook as we reported it. And on the Not in Our Town website, they were leaving messages of support for Walter. They couldn't travel to Missouri, but they could show their support virtually.
The first one said, Caroline says, Walter, you are in my thoughts and prayers. You are not alone. Caroline, Fort Collins, Colorado. Kate says, stay strong, Walter. You are in our thoughts and hearts. Warm wishes, Kate, Hartford, Connecticut. Yes, it feels very good to get some people all over showing that they care.
Walter expects his family to say, you're going to be all right, you know. But when you hear it from people you don't know, and when people are, they're so encouraging and so uplifting in what they say.
I think sometimes you look at the stories of hate crimes and it can be disempowering. It can make you feel like, I can't do anything. What do I do in the face of that? And people do want to do something. So what we try to do is give them an opportunity by showing them a story of what others have done so that they can do something themselves. That was the impetus for NIOT.org, for a new social networking site for people around the country and around the world who are fighting hate.
On NIOT.org, you can learn more about Walter's story, explore local lessons, and connect with others. More than half of hate crimes are committed by young people. So they are often both the perpetrators and victims of hate.
When I was in elementary school, I got, pushed into a ditch and, got called a dirty Jap and go back to my country.
I was picked on a lot in elementary school and, kids used to call me stuff. So I want to prevent that from happening to anybody else.
Young people have found innovative ways to use the Not In Our Town model to make their schools more accepting.
I have friends and their parents just don't talk to them about racism and sexism and accepting all different kinds of people, so I think it's definitely important to talk about it at school.
In schools across the country, students are engaging in difficult conversations about prejudice and intolerance, and many of them have created their own Not In Our School campaigns.
Feel if you were being bullied and somebody like Tierra was being a bystander.
In East Cleveland, Ohio, as high school students were planning a Not In Our School activity, they started talking about how bullying had hurt them when they were younger.
When I was in elementary school, I got bullied. No one stood up for me when I got bullied. I was jumped a lot. I was thrown in a trash can. And I don't want any other child to have to go through that.
Together, these young leaders created a training for elementary students to teach them how to intervene when a classmate is picked on or attacked.
Hey, stop it.
Carly, you need to stop before I go tell the principal.
I would tell my parents so they can come handle the situation at school.
If it had happened, I would have carried a weapon.
You guys really don't laugh at that, because that's actually one of the reasons why we're here, because that does happen. People don't like getting picked on, and when they feel no one, you said she might feel helpless, defenseless. Well, after they feel that nobody is there to help them, a lot of times they do carry a weapon.
What touched me real most was when a girl said she would bring a weapon to school, because I know how it feels when you get so fed up. When I was able to tell them, that's not the way to go. Do not bring a weapon to school. I really felt I was making a difference then.
But now we know what to do now, instead of going and being a bystander.
I'm not in school to have friends. I'm in school to learn.
Amen.
People can change, and it's better to take it to your friends and family to let them know that they can be upstanders too, so we can stop the violence in our communities and in our schools.
In Palo Alto, California, students and teachers across the district participate in an annual Not In Our Schools Week.
So what kind of groups do people hate on? What is based on?
Sexual, religion, okay. Race.
I think most people probably avoid conversations about race. They don't like conversations about gender differences and sexual orientation differences, because it makes them very uncomfortable. That's why, for me, it's really important that students are introduced to the idea that it's okay to have these conversations.
If you hear the word, "that is so gay," when you walk around campus, is it necessary that you say something about it?
I was talking about something and I said, "that's so gay," like as a group discussion, and immediately, like mid-sentence, someone interrupted me and said, "gay doesn't mean stupid." And that was, super embarrassing.
Eli, dissolve a stereotype?
In one activity, high school students set up a stereotype pool to help envision and talk about how stereotypes affect them.
I
I'm Egyptian, and I dissolve the stereotype that all Arabs are terrorists, because they're not.
Well, I wrote Mormons are polygamists on my stereotype that I wanted to dissolve. A lot of times kids come up to me, oh, you're Mormon, and they say, so you have 10 moms, right? And I understand that people usually mean it in fun, but I think it's dangerous to let misconceptions like that spread, that people will start to believe it.
Mine one was Jews are rich, and it's very common in this area to hear a lot of stuff like that, like Jewish jokes. Feels good to release it with everybody else's.
Dissolving!
Not in Our Schools Week did have an impact on the campus. For us, it's been part of trying to make our culture one, not just of tolerance, but acceptance and welcoming. We have to be the leaders in this respect because we are working with, you know, the citizens of tomorrow.
Many cities have found creative ways to publicly express their values of acceptance and inclusion. They've used everything from art projects and cultural events to welcome signs at city limits.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
They've come together in neighborhood dialogues and town hall discussions before a serious hate crime occurs.
We are all citizens with a duty to make our country better.
These towns are working proactively to confront divisions that are simmering just below the surface.
I'd like us to say what we're in favor of is a safe community where people of all kinds can come here and not be harassed.
In Fort Collins, Colorado, tensions over the immigration debate were rising. Then hundreds of anti-immigrant flyers appeared around town.
There were 300 flyers that were distributed in downtown Fort Collins by the National Socialist Movement, which is a known neo-Nazi group, and this was the first flyer that went out. The whole thing has felt very unsafe.
I don't want to leave Fort Collins, but I don't want to become a target either. And I don't want to feel like people will look at me and say, oh, there's another Hispanic, this is not being taxed. And they will say all the stuff that is garbage that's in that flyer.
If our city leaders take a position saying that in our community we don't condone this type of literature, then I think that's a step towards making it a safer community.
The Fort Collins Not in Our Town Alliance wanted to find a way to engage their neighbors in a deeper conversation about local tensions, including the immigration debate.
The images throughout the book of walls and of gates represent the concepts of blocking people out and of locking people in. And this inspires us as readers to question the problems that are associated with immigration.
They started a book club and recruited the mayor to lead a discussion about The Tortilla Curtain by T.C. Boyle.
We wanted to have an ongoing, open, non-threatening forum for our members and community members to talk about issues of acceptance and appreciation of other cultures and other people.
95% of the riches are with 2% of the people, and they're living in squalor, and I don't think we would treat them the same way if we understood what was going on down there.
Now what you guys are getting at, I think, is the awareness of these kinds of difficulties and stereotyping and demonizing certain groups of people. Is that not true?
I thought it was a great discussion. We talked about all kinds of issues affecting Fort Collins as well as national issues.
Learn more about the Not in Our Town Alliance and get ideas from other community groups like them across the country on NIOT.org. Many Not in Our Town communities have spent years building civic relationships. They know who their allies are when a real threat or crisis confronts their town. A few years ago, the National Socialist Movement, the country's largest neo-Nazi group, started organizing in Olympia, Washington. They staged confrontational marches through city streets and disrupted meetings of local civic groups. A broad group of community members, called Unity in the Community, mobilized to respond to the state of siege they were feeling in their town. They were able to act quickly because of relationships that were built more than a decade earlier, after a hate crime murder.
People here probably read in the Olympian or may have been at the street fair, but the Nazis showed up downtown.
Now that the National Socialist Movement is looking to organize in our community, we're acting now. We're not going to wait until there is a body.
We need to be talking about what happens next and then make sure that people are trained in peacekeeping skills.
A lot of our interaction with them tends to be like this, and they thrive on that.
The confrontational aspect, I think, is detrimental, not so much for what it does to them, even though I think it's such something to consider, but more what it does to us, because it really is, it really prevents us from thinking positively, constructively, and really creatively.
One of the hallmarks of the National Socialist Movement is that they have a propensity to go to communities to do very provocative things to try to cause riots. There are other groups that have worked on doing counter-demonstrations and directly engaging and confronting the Nazis. In Unity in the Community, we have chosen to focus on unifying people, not so much to be against something, but to be for diversity, and to try to tap the more positive elements of our community.
We really appreciate the time and attention that you're giving to this issue.
As the hate group activity increased in Olympia, Unity in the Community engaged local media in a citywide response.
This group is not appropriate to ignore. They pose a genuine threat to our youth, to our community well-being, and they pose a challenge to what free speech is. Free speech protects noxious speech, and the antidote to noxious speech is more and better speech. You truly are the voice of the community, so you have an incredibly important role to play.
We're going to cover the Nazis when they come here, as we would any other news story. But at the same time, on the editorial page, we're going to take a very activist role against their message.
This is the ad that ran. A number of organizations, government groups, and individuals took a position to tell the community that we stand united in the face of hate groups that seek to divide us. And the paper donated the ad space.
It's been very impressive, the business community, the nonprofits, the civic organizations have all joined together in this community to say that we don't believe in what you're trying to do here.
The National Socialist Movement announced plans for a rally on the steps of the state capitol. Unity in the Community decided to organize an event the day before the Nazi rally to celebrate Olympia's identity as a diverse community.
The Nazis are bringing a message of hate, and they seek to divide us. What's important for us is to celebrate our diversity, to celebrate our equality here in Olympia.
For evil to prevail, it is sufficient that the good people do nothing. Never again shall we keep quiet. Never again shall we keep silent.
In World War II, I learned what the Holocaust had done. Not just the Jewish people, but the people everywhere. And I felt that it's very, very important to stop it before it starts again.
We won't close our doors on our neighbors. We will throw our doors wide open, stand together, and speak in unison.
There are groups that are going to respond in different ways on July 3rd, and that's okay. I mean, underlying all of it, we're just trying to make sure the bottom line that we're all in agreement on is that we work against the confrontation. We work against getting sucked into the provocation.
The best outcome would be for them to be up there all by themselves at the Capitol and their messages echoing hollowly off the wall of marble buildings and nobody listening. But I realized that that was not likely to happen. My role, I think, was to help the community response, not to dictate it, and to make it as constructive as possible.
On the day of the NSM rally, community members took part in a creative, nonviolent response.
We just hope to bring enough people, enough noise to drown out their message and give something more positive and constructive.
They made a mistake by coming to Olympia, and that it's not a place where they can have a way in. They can't get their foot in the door here.
Everybody pulled through. The newspaper pulled through. The governor's office pulled through. We really ended up with such broad-based support. And it just confirms every reason I have for living in this community.
Sometimes the worst threats bring out the best in people. There needs to be a strong, sure, steady voice that, no, that's not who we are. We're much stronger and much better than that.
Not in our town, it's everywhere. It's a story that belongs to all of us and that all of us can share and build on. Where is the next Olympia? Where is the next Bloomington? Where is the next Billings?
Are people in your town working together for safe, inclusive communities? You can put yourself on the map, share your story, and connect with others in your town, across the country, and around the world at NIOT.org.